Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to episode 127 of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, the podcast that brings you backstage as close as you possibly can be, often while the shows are actually happening, to meet the people that make that theater happen. Just a quick reminder that you can download and subscribe to the podcast from the Apple Podcast app or from iTunes. That way your feed will automatically be updated when we release episodes. But you can also listen to us on many other podcast streaming services such as Stitcher and Google Play and such. And if you have a chance, please rate and review our podcast if you have a spare 30 seconds or so. Help us reach more theater lovers out there around the globe. We'd really, really appreciate it. And now for this week's podcast. Basically, this week is an episode-ish. I wanted to get something out there as we were in full decompress mode here after our flat-out week in New York the week before. And speaking of New York, that is exactly where we met this week's guest over a year and a half ago at St. Anne's Warehouse during the hugely successful run of People, Places, and Things' transfer from the National and then to the Wyndhams. You know, when we were covering the show for Curtain Call and Matt was busy taking some beautiful photographs, I was backstage chatting to the company, and that is where I met Himesh Patel. You may not have heard of his name yet, but you most certainly will have seen him on your telly boxes recently. He is the star of the film Yesterday, or one of the stars, I should say, written by Richard Curtis, directed by Danny Boyle. Now, before we started recording, and I'm annoyed I didn't get this on tape, Himesh hinted to the fact that he was hopefully going to work on this little Richard Curtis film, but he didn't say much more than that. And this little film looks like it's going to be the next big hit, at least here in the UK. And, you know, having seen the trailer, I thought, hold on a second, that's Himesh. This is that film he was talking about. So I thought I would bring you our little five-minute chat we had during the show at St. Anne's. They didn't really have dressing rooms per se, but they had a little backstage area built on the side of the stage, which is exactly why we're whispering. And Himesh is just, you know, such a great guy, super humble, and I think that comes across in our chat. Have a listen.
My name is Himesh Patel, and I play Sean.
Excellent. And so you are new to the cast.
Yeah.
So most people, this is their third time getting a crack at the part. So how did you find it coming into the company? First, it's a script, maybe. A, the script, B, coming into the company. So.
Yeah, I mean, for me, this play was a play that I saw in the West End.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I was blown away by it, and I loved it so much that I bought the play text.
Mm-hmm.
In the foyer, which I never do.
Mm.
So now to be part of the play. So first I was, you know, kind of in awe of what had happened, that I got this part. And then obviously, yeah, I was nervous. I, you know, got to step to the plate because I know how amazing this show is. So I don't want to be the guy that makes it rubbish. but you can't go into somebody thinking like that. It's not very healthy.
Course,
so, you know, I brought what I had, and everyone's been really amazing and supportive. And I don't think that's, you know, they're doing that because they have to invite me into the fold. That's just the way they are.
Yeah.
I think that's what's really special about this show, is that such an amazing group of people. And we all carry each other. And I never, you know, I felt nervous the first few shows, but I relaxed into it quite quickly, like, you know, because we trust each other so much. And we have a lot of fun. And,
it's a great opportunity, having seen a show.
Yeah.
And knowing the expectations of what the audience have as well, and knowing how powerful it can be. Like, is it real? But then you're getting to take that show that you've seen and create the role in a different
geographical location, different audience kind of style. So you have experienced the British audience, but then come and play to an American audience.
Yeah.
Could you tell the difference between the
No, I don't think I could really for my... Because the thing with this play is if you've never seen it before, when you go to see it, you're just going to spend the whole time in awe of the whole thing, which is what I did when I saw it last year. So I wasn't really gauging what the audience were thinking around me, because I was just in awe of this play. I'd never seen anything like it. But I have heard from the others that, you know, that the audience is quite different. Mm. The way they react to things is different. Because I think the context of this play has a different social meaning here.
Yeah.
I think Americans are slightly more open about therapy, about you know, looking after yourself in that way. Whereas I think we have maybe a slightly more of a cynicism towards it.
Yeah.
I think it's changing, but a place like this and what's helping it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was so well received in Britain. You know, it's great. I can see this play having a life beyond this as well. I mean, you know, and hope it does. I think many people need to see this.
You know, I know. That'll be really good, wouldn't it?
But how, you know, last thing, you kind of touched on it, and I talked to the locals, you know, the super Emmas, that coming into a company, yes, they were all welcoming, and, you know, coming into the play like that, you said it was, is it like a couple of days, you know, you're nervous about getting right, whatever, but just how quick the family's gone, because it feels like a family. This
it really does, yeah. Right? It really is.
So what, just that transition coming in and you knowing, like, how kind of quick did you hit the ground running, and how?
Pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I really felt. I mean, it was quite interesting that there's a lot unusual about this job when it comes to camaraderie within a cast, because of what it is. It's a transfer to another country. So the first time I met all of these guys. Mm-hmm. Was when we were in a queue outside the US Embassy in London, about to go in for our visa interview.
Yeah.
And that was how I met them. So we were immediately thrown into this odd situation together.
Yeah.
And then we're living together in New York.
Yeah.
And it is like a family. It would be like a family anyway.
Because
obviously these guys have been a family for almost 3 years now, but it really feels like a family when you're living in the same place and doing the same things and spending Thanksgiving together like we did and that kind of thing. And I think that it just adds to that special feeling of doing any play, especially this play. And I think doing this play in New York, it's just a perfect combination of things.
Yeah.
And that thing that I'm talking about of carrying each other and trusting each other when we're on stage then also carries...
Yeah.
To living your life in this mad city. So it's a really special experience.
Himesh Patel, star of stage and screen, soon to be seen in Yesterday at a cinema near you. Now, just before I go, a few housekeeping notes. If you're a theater professional, head on over to curtaincallonline.com and sign up for a free profile page. All you have to do is create an account with an email address, make up a cool password, and away you go. You can follow us on all the socials. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, not yet Snapchat, at Curtain Call, all in word, all lowercase. And you can follow me personally at John Schwab, JohnSchwab. I'd love to hear from you if you have any suggestions or feedback for the podcast. Get in touch with me via any of the social media platforms I just mentioned, or write to me personally at john@curtaincallonline.com. It just leaves me to say a huge thank you to Himesh Patel. All of us here at Curtain Call are wishing both him and everyone involved in Yesterday a very, very long successful run in the cinemas. Thanks for listening to the Curtain Call Theater Podcast. I'll catch you all next week with a little bit of a longer episode. Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical, Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.